New York's Times Square has been called the crossroads of the world. A new tourist attraction there displays much of the world under one roof. Models of Asia, Africa, Europe, and the Americas, populated by tiny model humans, moving cars, trains, planes, and boats, make up a new exhibition called Gulliver's Gate. Reporter John Kalish had to check it out.
On opening day, sixth graders from Brooklyn Middle School 51 were among the first visitors.
On top of the Brooklyn Bridge, you can see like a little Spider-Man right in the edge.
That bridge-climbing Spider-Man that caught the eyes of Brianna Jordan is less than an inch tall. Her classmate Adele Ho got a kick out of the United Kingdom display, which has wee versions of Buckingham Palace, the Tower Bridge, and a movie theater filled with animals.
There are actually penguins inside the theater watching Happy Feet.
New York City is here too, and while it's not completely accurate, it still impressed 12-year-old Kate Flanick, who walked through Times Square to get to Gulliver's Gate.
It's really cool. When you first enter, I saw New York, Times Square, and it was really beautiful. Everything in Times Square, you would know, like, this is what it was, you know?
This New York City was made by Brooklyn model makers who couldn't resist etching images of themselves on the front of the New York Stock Exchange. The rest of the models were made abroad, says Iran Gazit, the CEO of the for-profit exhibition.
We said, let's build every area that is displayed in that area. So Europe from the view of a European, Russia from the view of a Russian, South America or Latin America from the view of an Argentinian.
Model makers on different continents use different technologies. Those in Argentina used actual water for the recreation of their country's Iguazu Falls. H2O is also flowing in the Panama Canal, which has working locks. Danish technology is used to control the hordes of mini vehicles that traverse the streets and countrysides. A system similar to one used for lighting Broadway shows controls thousands of LEDs in an exhibition that spans four different rooms. Altogether, it's nearly 50,000 square feet. The models sit on platforms 3 to 4 feet off the ground, and there are low-to-the-floor benches for kids to stand on for a better view. Matthew Cote is the exhibition's chief technology officer.
In places, we want them to see the computers that live under the tables. We want them to see the blinking lights, because that's part of the fun. That's part of what makes nerds like me go, wow, how did they do that?
For a few extra bucks, visitors can step into a 3D scanner and have a tiny plastic replica of themselves printed out and placed in the exhibition. But there are also homeless people portrayed, because artistic director Tim Gilman-Shevchik says he wants to show urban life as it really is.
You get to see this kind of juxtaposition that we have here of somebody being loaded onto an ambulance, and on the rooftop just overhead, there's a party going on. So it's showing that the city has innumerable stories running in parallel all the time.
But it wasn't necessarily the stories that got 12-year-old Nicholas Kawasaki jazzed.
Under the British Isles, there's the yellow submarine. Oh man, this place is awesome.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.